Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden going to Poland left a day early with a surprise visit to Kyiv, Ukraine.
And Ukraine stands. Democracy stands. The Americas stands with you, and the world stands with you.
U.S. officials are warning China against supplying Russia with military arms and ammunition. Concerns that China was considering providing the advanced weapons to Russia first surfaced in meetings between officials late last year. U.S. officials put their Chinese counterparts on notice in video conferences and in-person meetings that China is nearing a red line in assisting Russia's invasion. A big storm is on the way, beginning in the northwest tomorrow, and will transverse the country. William Churchill, meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
This is a really dynamic system. There's going to be a lot of water, and that temperature gradient is going to be pretty tight. So while it'll be mostly rain for Chicago, you'll have that, you know, crippling snowstorm not too far to the north and west.
Independent Bernie Sanders is praising Democrat President Biden.
Senator Bernie Sanders is praising President Biden for his growth as a politician.
I think he is a much more progressive president than he was a United States senator.
That's what the Vermont Independent said during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation. Sanders called the American Rescue Plan one of the most significant pieces of legislation for the working class in the modern history of America. He added he'll be supporting Biden if he chooses to run for re-election in 2024.
I think the American Rescue Plan was in fact one of the most significant pieces of legislation for the working class of this country in the modern history of America.
I'm Julio Flores.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
North Korea fired multiple ballistic missiles off the country's east coast this morning, one day after the United States held joint military drills with South Korea and Japan. Kim Yo-jong, North Korea leader Kim Jong-un's sister, called the United States the worst maniacs in a statement after the latest missile launches. South Korea referred to North Korea as our enemy for the first time in 6 years as tensions escalate. North Korea launched a record 90 missiles last year. An ICBM launch Saturday was the first launch of that type since January 1st. A U.S. senator from Ohio says residents should be skeptical about contamination after the toxic train derailment in East Palestine.
Both the state and the federal EPA administrators said that, but when you return to your home, we think the water is safe, but when you return to your home, you should be tested again for your water and your soil and your air, not to mention those that have their own well.
Sherrod Brown added Congress is partly to blame for failing to regulate rail systems, but the real problem is too much corporate influence.
They don't invest in safety rules and safety regulations, and this kind of thing happens. That's why people in East Palestine are so upset. They know that corporate lobbyists have had far too much influence in our government.
I'm Dave Collins.
More than two dozen people have died in Brazil's Sao Paulo state because of heavy rains. In fact, six cities had to cancel carnival because of the weather. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there for you. We're on standby right now for Chris Farrell. Expect him to join us in just a moment. Chris Farrell, of course, is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Thank God for Judicial Watch. I mean, doing the job that we would have hoped that our elected officials would be doing, but you got to hold them accountable. You got to hold them honest. And Judicial Watch has been such a godsend, you know, for us freedom-loving Americans to keep them accountable. Because one of the things that we know about power is power does not want to be held accountable. You know, this is the way they set things up. I mean, it's, you know, in a lot of ways, I mean, I say it's kind of like the union mindset. Look, they just want you to pay your dues and, you know, don't worry about anything. It's all under control, whether we're talking about our military, whether we're talking about balloons over the air or, you know, toxic gases that are being released in Ohio. Don't worry. There's nothing to see here or our border. All is well. You know, these numbers and, you know, they keep on skyrocketing. You know, as we were reporting previously with Chris Chmielewski, the Numbers USA VP, is that, you know, basically what has been allowed to come into the country are the sizes of states. And it's like Chicago, you know, it's like, or Los Angeles, you know, that, you know, we say that. And I don't mean to be, you know, kind of, non-serious about it. This is very serious, what's happening to our country. And this isn't being done by we the people. This is being done by them, the government. And this is what you have to see in order to respond. This is why, you know, having Chris on the show and Judicial Watch and being able to give us an update on what's going on in our government is so critical, so that we have the knowledge, okay? You know, as John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute often says, is that knowledge precedes action. Okay, this is important. And this is why we say that you must own your knowledge. Don't borrow it from, you know, some 8-second soundbite or some social media outlet that gives it to you in, you know, a limited number of characteristics. I mean, all that's fine and well if it causes you and motivates you to look deeper into it. This is why we say, I mean, we do go, you know, we work hard to bring, you know, guests on this show that have the background and experience like, you know, like Chris and Rick Manning and, you know, Dr. Paul Kengor and on, you know, DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, Liz Peek, I mean, on down the line. I mean, these are people that are very experienced in their fields. And we're blessed to have them, you know, on this show, on this independent network, that we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads, as we were discussing with Rick earlier, is that the powers to be do not want a show like this. because we are in search of the truth, and this is what it's all about. So, I mean, you know, this is why we have been canceled in so many ways, and we've had so much outside pressure. And, you know, what the government is looking at right now in a new FCC commissioner is, boy, talk about doubling down. It's going to get worse yet. Chris Farrell is now connected with us. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Hey, Chris, you missed all. I was bragging about you guys. I mean, I hope that's okay, because I just am so grateful for what you guys do on behalf of the American people.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to join you today. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, let's take a look at Texas border operation. Catches 348,000 illegal immigrants, 361 million lethal fentanyl doses. That's just to begin with, right?
That is correct. And remember, fentanyl is the number one killer of Americans 18 to 45. And so when you have a case that is as devastating as that, and here's the parallel. That's equivalent of taking the death rate for fentanyl is equivalent of taking a 737 and flying it into the mountainside one a day, every day for an entire year.
Wow!
And if that was the case, I guarantee you the FAA would ground all the aircraft and say, "Stop! We got to fix this. We can't let this go on." When it comes to fentanyl and drug use in the United States, Biden's all for it. He doesn't give a damn. And he's killing Americans with his actions, with his policies and his orders to the Border Patrol and to other, you know, whether it's ICE or anybody else along the border. He ends up subsidizing criminal activity with his policies.
Exactly. I mean, the cartels, you know, say that Joe Biden been very good to them. I mean, $13 billion last year reported in profit. What a windfall profit for them. And there seems to be no stopping and no interest by our elected officials to do anything about this, to your point, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, there's hope that there was some hope that, you know, a new House majority Republicans would try to move some legislation, but you know, even if they do, they face the Schumer-controlled Senate, and then they face the non-compassmentous president who, you know, doesn't know what he's doing from one moment to the next, and if a bill came forward to him, his staff would, you know, tell him not to sign it. So we're in a really rough position. We only hope that there's enough leadership and courage in the House that they have hearings that expose and reveal what the Biden administration's doing, and that you know, appropriations out of the House, you know, are the money is identified and tagged in a way
exactly
that doesn't let the Biden administration get away with what they're doing.
Well, that's the card that is left to be played here, you know, on behalf of the American people, is it not, Chris? It's about the purse.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the responsibility of the House. No monies of the federal government can be spent unless they originate with and come from the House of Representatives. And so you've got a Republican-controlled House, and that's really the hammer, right? That's the advantage that the Republicans hold, is that the appropriations, the money, the purse is in their control. And that's what it comes down to. That's their ability to squeeze the Biden administration. The question is, do they have the courage and the intellect to do it?
Right. I don't even think they have a vision to do it. This is what's lacking greatly. I thought that the president missed an opportunity in the State of the Union to cast a vision that would inspire America. And it fell absolutely flat because he is without, I mean, you got to call it for what it is. His administration, as you say, all his minions that support him and that are pulling the levers here are without a vision that is inspirational. They want to thrust an agenda and an ideology upon the American people that is an absolute disaster. It's killing our people. And I think as people are realizing, everyday Americans are realizing this, Chris, they're starting to fight back. And you see some of these issues now coming, you know, coming into a bipartisan perspective, which I believe encourages me. And hopefully it encourages Judicial Watch, because you guys are fighting the battle. I mean, it seems like it's absolutely endless. We've got, we have more problems than solutions right now.
Yeah, and we're going to continue to fight and fight and fight. We haven't given up. We've been in operation now since 1994, and you know, we're very dogged. We don't
exactly.
We don't forget. We don't stop.
Well, keep fighting. We've got to go to a quick break. More from Chris after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, and just the way we'd like to hear from Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, the latest report is that after everything is all said and done, the media elite are starting to turn on the Russiagate coverage. Is Trump vindicated here?
He is vindicated, and he has been. Remember, you know, there are incredibly corrupt FBI sat on that Hunter Biden laptop data They had the hard drives from the two laptops that were recovered from Delaware. They sat on that and watched the president be impeached over a phone call on Ukraine. I mean, in hindsight, the irony is so, so rich. The outrageously corrupt Ukrainian government, you know, that Trump was trying to help. He asked them to check into what was going on with Biden, which was totally legitimate and reasonable given the circumstances. And these lying, you know what, people sitting at the FBI looking through Hunter Biden's laptop, seeing the corruption, seeing the outrageous conduct, seeing the ties to Biden while serving as vice president, they don't say a peep. And Bill Barr, the attorney general at the time, again, he's sitting on top of this, not a word out of his mouth. It really is. It is so corrupt. And now, years later, surprise, surprise, Washington Post, New York Times, all the big conventional media outlets, they've all reached a conclusion, oh, gee, it actually was accurate. It was legitimate. It was real. There was incredible corruption going on.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's, you know, what government agency do you go to get your reputation back, right?
Exactly. Well, and what do we the people do? I mean, here they are. They get away with it. I mean, you have Joe Biden lying to the American people based on the lies supported by, what was it, 55 security advisors who agreed that this was Russian disinformation, and Leon Panetta, which was disgusting, comes on, you know, he comes on TV as if he's, you know, welcomed back with all kinds of credibility. Wait a minute, he didn't even stop to say, hey, look, I got bad intel, I'm sorry, let me apologize for, you know, siding with these other 53 security advisors in declaring the Hunter laptop, you know, disinformation. But as far as the Beltway operates, Chris, as you know, that's old news. You know, once it's out there, it's like, why are we talking about it, right? Go ahead.
Let me give you another little tidbit or insight. Those 51 phonies, those liars who signed that letter, every single one of them has a security clearance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And many, many, many of them use that security clearance to leverage consulting positions back with the government. So they, let's say they're the former deputy director of the CIA or former assistant director of this or that. They retire and they go out, but they flip right around and they attach themselves as consultants and have, you know, they're pulling down, I don't know, pick a number, $300,000, $500,000 a year consulting jobs, leveraging their government security clearances to come back in as private contractors and provide advice and assistance to the agency they just left.
Exactly.
Every single one of those 51 phonies needs to have their security clearance revoked. Cut off the meal ticket. Shut them down. That's what needs to be done.
Well, they've got to pay a price for this. You know, I said 54, and the reason I said 54 is because that's what Joe Biden said. But, yes, the number is 51 of these security advisors. And, you know, I knew that going in when I made that statement, but I wanted to tie it into because this is what the president had said during the debates, as you'll recall.
Right. And you know, Biden knew he was lying when he said it. And it's only compounded now that the truth has come out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you have the Secret Service admitting, according to your research, that they had, you know, they gave favor to Hunter Biden, clearly.
Look, they've double reversed double talk themselves to the point where no one knows what the truth is anymore. We asked very pointed questions about exactly what was going on, about their dealings with Hunter Biden and all of his bizarre personal behavior and conduct. He's had a string of crazy activities and behaviors, like throwing a pistol away in a garbage dumpster.
Yeah,
obviously,
and close to a school, by the way. Oh, yeah, by the way, right?
Correct. And people have seen the videos that he had on his laptop where he's doing drugs and he's with women in various states of undress and the comments he's made. The Secret Service knows what this guy's been up to. And they have bent over backwards to facilitate, to enable, to cover up, to do a favor, in their language, to hide his criminality. And let me tell you something. No other American person involved in that kind of outrageous behavior would get a pass from any other law enforcement agency except what appears to be an increasingly corrupt Secret Service.
Exactly. Well, I know that if I would have lied on my application to acquire a gun, I'd be in serious trouble. You and I would not be talking right now.
That is correct. And that, mm-hmm. This is the case where Hunter Biden gets special treatment. And one more time, he's trading on his last name. The last name is the ticket. That's the meal ticket or the moneymaker for him. Mm-hmm. And it gets him all sorts of exclusive and special privileges that no ordinary American citizen would ever get.
How do they ignore the laptop of Tony Bobulinski's deposition and his declarations that he's made on public television about the interaction with the Biden family business? How are they able to escape all this? I mean, you're thinking, wait a minute, how much more do we need to hear now that even we can't even defend the Hunter Biden laptop from hell anymore? Even the left has got to admit that there's veracity here.
Yeah, Merrick Garland is a corrupt fraud, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Praise the Lord. Thank God that he was not appointed to the Supreme Court.
I say the same thing. Oh, that was so close. Exactly.
But this morally flexible, double-talking phony will never sit on the Supreme Court of the United States. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we do have to deal with him as a dishonest attorney general.
Right.
And that, is a great disservice. While there is a Republican majority in the House of Representatives, they should impeach Mayorkas, the loathsome Homeland Security Secretary, and they should impeach Merrick Garland, the Attorney General. And I have no problem with them spending time and effort to do that, because if we don't hold these people accountable, then there's no end, right? There's no limit to the criminality.
Well, there has to be such a major cleanup here, Chris, and I know you're well aware of this, is that at every turn, the Biden administration has such a cabal. I mean, let's go back and remember what Adam Schiff had to say. I mean, here he is. You talk about having privileged information. I mean, he was one of eight people to have inside information regarding, this investigation into Donald Trump. And boy, he told the American people almost every day, they got the goods on. Wait until we show you what's going to happen. We're going to put him on, we're going to put him in handcuffs and drag him right out of the White House. He flat out lied, and then he acts like he's so offended because the new majority says, no, you have demonstrated an irresponsibility in a chairmanship position in a very important committee, and you're not going to be on it anymore.
Well, he's got dollar signs in his eyes now because Dianne Feinstein.
Exactly. I was going to say.
He's out, and he sees himself as the next senator from California. And what that means to him is one thing: money, money, money.
Yeah.
And that's all he's worried about.
Well, I'll tell you, you only hope that the citizens of California would know better, but look at, they kept, electing Dianne Feinstein into office while she had a spy in her operation. So it is all compromised, isn't it? Sadly.
It's horrible. And, sooner or later, the American public needs to wake up and change who represents them in these various, public official positions, whether it's the Senate, the House, or anywhere else, frankly.
Every day, we invest in what matters to us. Coffee to a stick of gum, Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime. They bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
Implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
Let's bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of just $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
USA News Update. President Biden will fly to Poland this evening, departing Joint Base Andrews and Air Force One. Poland is in talks with the United States about increasing troop presence. Prime Minister Morawiecki of Poland says his country is in the process of talking with President Biden's administration about making U.S. troop presence more permanent and increasing the numbers in Poland. U.S. officials are warning China against supplying Russia with military arms and ammunition. Concerns that China was considering providing the advanced weapons to Russia first surfaced in meetings between officials late last year. U.S. officials put their Chinese counterparts on notice in video conferences and in-person meetings that China is nearing a red line in assisting Russia's invasion. After a series of short hospital stays, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care. Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Something I said, New American Standard, not the New American Magazine. Alex is the senior editor of the New American Magazine, as well as an educator, author, and consultant. And we always appreciate his insight. And we always appreciate Adam Angieski, who's back with us. Happy New Year, Adam. How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you on, and I cannot thank you enough for the end-of-year summary we did. We got such great response. People were really appreciative of all that you shared with us from opening the books, and we took a rear-view look at 2022, and now we're going forward in 2023. So, again, congratulations on that, and thanks again for helping us remember the government waste that we're living with. It's no wonder we're $31 trillion in counting now.
Well, it was a big year for our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com. We had some major news stories, and we were just thrilled to be able to educate the American people right here on your platform, Bill. It makes a big difference in our shop. Thank you.
Well, great to have you here. Now, I'm in California. I'm here till next weekend, and it's boggling what is happening to the state that I was born and raised in. But the Newsom twosome are out of control here, and this is breaking news here. Gavin Newsom and his first partner are doing to this state. Tell our audience about this.
Well, we found a sophisticated and elaborate scheme to use taxpayer dollars to promote radical ideologies in up to 5,000 schools across the country and right there in California to promote the Newsom, Gavin Newsom, cult of personality, and also to quadruple dip taxpayer dollars for personal profit to the tune of about $3 million over the course of the last decade. Mm-hmm. So this is... you know, we've gotten a lot of media on it, and there's a lot more to come. So we can break down each one of those three facets of how the Newsoms, you know, are using tax dollars to promote all of this.
Yeah, go ahead and let's do that very quickly if we can.
So in terms of radical ideologies, look, your program, Bill, it's a family show. I'm super uncomfortable describing the details of what we found.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage everyone to go to openthebooks.com, you know, read our investigation. It's up right on the homepage of the website. Click through to the links. Viewer discretion is advised.
Mm-hmm.
The images are very explicit. They're triple X rated. The best way I can describe this is the Newsoms, through their films and in through their curricula in the schools, they're pushing a pipeline to porn in our public schools.
Wow.
If you click through to the links, what you're going to find is you're going to find naked women or nearly naked women handcuffed, slapped, brutalized on still shots from pornographic videos. And they include the internet website address to the pornography websites, giving students outside the classroom a continued roadmap for exploration.
Wow. And this is all being distributed, you said, 5,000 schools across the country?
So Jennifer Siebel Newsom, she's got a nonprofit organization. It's organized as a public educational charity. And what they do is films and curriculum for public schools. And so they license these to the tune of $1.5 million over the course of the last decade to 5,000 schools. They say 2.6 million children held captive in those classrooms have watched these films in over 11,200 classrooms. So it's a big footprint in California and across the country. And you know, Jennifer Siebel Newsom gets a second bite at those taxpayer dollars because she owns a for-profit film production company who contracts with her nonprofit. So the for-profit contracts with the nonprofit for an additional $1.6 million over the course of the last decade. And, oh, she's raising money from state vendors. So,
of course,
while her husband, governor, we found last fall raised, you know, he solicited 1,000 state vendors for $10.6 million in campaign cash. You know, her nonprofit was soliciting state vendors for five and six figure donations to her nonprofit to cover the operating costs. She made $1.5 million in salary over the course of the last decade from that nonprofit and, of course, distributed $1.6 million from the nonprofit back to her for-profit. Do the math, that's $3 million. And, oh, by the way, in the films, in the schools, two of them star her husband, who are held out, who's held out to be the hero and the model public servant. They're quadruple-dipping the taxpayer dollar.
Wow. This is all a precedent to his presidential run, no doubt.
Well, and beyond the you know, the pipeline to porn, look, for 11-year-olds, they consider it age-appropriate material. I mean, you're just, your senses in this film are just bombed with, you know, nearly naked women.
11-year-olds are being exposed. Is that the starting point?
In really graphic material, which which is disgusting, appalling. No governor of the 50 states should be involved in this, much less star in the films and his wife produce and put these into 5,000 public schools. But, you know, so even for 11-year-olds, you've got upside-down animated strippers with tape over their chests. I mean, right, seriously, come to openthebooks.com. See what the 15-year-olds are have to watch when they're held captive in the classroom. It is absolutely appalling, disgusting, and pornographic.
So forget about reading, writing, arithmetic. I mean, our kids are being fully indoctrinated. And this is, wow. This is, you know, when we thought it got bad, we're realizing, Adam, it's gotten worse. It's almost like we don't know, we really don't know how bad it is. And here it is, you're talking about a governor of a state, his wife, who is, you know, of course, selling influence and taking advantage of, you know, vendors of the state, shaking them down as well. I mean, this is how the game is played, you know, from the left, isn't it?
But yeah, and, you know, they, for months, we reached out to them to request comment. We wanted their side of the story. They ignored. They will not speak on the record. They have not spoken on the record to Fox News, who had an exclusive on our stuff to break this on a national basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we reached out to the governor's office. He's silent on it. But they did issue a tweet over the weekend. The head of her nonprofit, the executive director, tweeted that the films, that they're thankful for all the additional coverage and that their films have been shown in 30 million schools. They're thankful that we're out there at openthebooks.com on your show talking about their crap.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is, see, this is all coming out of the closet and full on. I mean, and case in point is the Grammys last night. I mean, I don't know. I didn't catch a lot of it, but what I did catch was very disturbing. But this is all part and parcel, and it's associated with this agenda to indoctrinate our kids, to undermine the Judeo-Christian principles of this country. I mean, people have to really see what's going on here. This is just another clear case in point of what those on the left, and when I say left, I mean, I know some people even say, look, I'm on the left, but I don't even want to be associated with something like this. You know, this is how bad it is. But I'm saying, well, even if you're on the left or wherever you're at, if you're not condemning this, then you're accepting it. You're part and parcel to this activity. And people here, citizens of California, have got to take a stand against this, right?
Every single parent needs, we have no idea what's being shown to and taught in the classrooms. This Jennifer Siebel Newsom, they got four films out there. Here's another set of curricula that they have for as early as kindergartners. Bill, kindergartners
wow.
are being taught that gender is fluid. It exists on a spectrum, and you can mix and match the qualities and characteristics of boys and girls. So there are as many genders as there are people in the world. That's what kindergartners through fifth graders are being taught in her curriculum.
You see, the thing that really has been driving me nuts, Adam, is all this stuff is based on the theoretical. There's, you know, here we are, we're supposed to pay attention to science and do all these things that seem to be reasonable, but they're fast and loose with, you know, other facts and truth scenarios and coming up with their own diabolical plan to convince people that somehow it's intellectual. When this is really, this is the problem and the issue with stupidity. There's plenty of it to go around, and if we don't nip it in the bud, I mean, what kind of America are we going to be here, Adam?
That's right. No, I mean, everybody needs to educate themselves on what their own children are being shown in the classrooms across the country.
Well, we're opening the books, ladies and gentlemen, with Adam Angieski from Open the Books, and we've got more from Adam on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 18 before the top of the hour.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Back with you, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Angieski from Open the Books continues with us. We were just talking off air that, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. And as Adam said, you've got to own your own knowledge. I mean, you know, we report, we present this to you, and it's shocking as this is. And I got to imagine we probably have caused a couple of people to run off the road. They just cannot believe what they heard, Adam, that is being done. I mean, when we thought, you know, with critical race theory and what we discovered with COVID, I mean, little did we know that there was an underbelly yet to be exposed. And you are bringing it to the attention of people around the country, though we're talking about a California governor, but a California governor and his wife whose tentacles stretch out across, you know, every state of the union with this garbage and what they're doing with our kids, exposing our kids to this kind of, this level of pornography and, sexual enticements and everything. Because as we know as adults, Adam, I mean, sex is a very powerful lure. And it can cause a lot of damage to young people and older people, but particularly to younger people. And, you know, there is a move in this country to groom young children so that, we'll just turn away from God. We'll abandon our moral backbone. And then what's going to ensue is chaos at such measures that you can never imagine. You know, you mentioned Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, this is like, this is Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids, what we're possibly looking at here.
Well, and it's also, you know, beyond the pornography, beyond what we talked about in terms of gender here for kindergartners, you know, you and I believe there's two genders and they believe there's 8 billion genders, and that's what we're being taught. We're also, you know, the curriculum also promotes Marxist frames, Marxist ideologies. It splits classrooms physically into what's called those that are oppressed versus those that are privileged. It's called a privilege walk exercise. So everybody lines up. You take a step forward if you're privileged. You take a step backward if you're oppressed. Here's the first three questions. Are you born in America? Are you white? And are you a male who believes he's a male? If you answer those three questions, you've taken three steps forward. You're privileged. Everybody else in the classroom is oppressed. Their oppression is built off your privilege.
Oh, wow.
You're supposed to feel shame.
Wow.
I mean, this is another exercise that's promoted out of the Jennifer Siebel Newsom, the Newsom-Tewsom curriculum in your public schools.
And how are these kids going to respond? I mean, they don't have the wherewithal, the mental acuity to and critical thinking exercise to realize that this is all a bunch of garbage. I mean, we are turning over the tender minds, the psyches of our young children to these knuckleheads. I mean, this is diabolical. This is absolutely, I'll tell you, if the parents of California, parents across the country do not, you know, run right away into the educational centers and check out what's going on, really, to get and do a deep dive. I know there's a lot of, you know, angry parents and mama bears and papa bears that went out there and they got elected to school boards, and that's great. That's just a start. This is not the end game. You've got to do a deep dive, just like everything that has to do with, you know, with morality, our Judeo-Christian principles, the, you know, the Constitution, the things that made America great, and our country is being hijacked by these people in such an irresponsible way. They want to make sure, of course, you know, the first thing is get rid of God. We get rid of God and religion, then, you know, Katie bar the door. And they're pretty darn close to being able to do that right now, Adam, especially with this, you know, this demonstration of what they're able to do and the money that goes to them to serve them, not to serve these young kids. I mean, this is the opposite of what, you know, service by elected officials should look like.
So let's come up with an action plan right here, Bill, that yes. Everybody needs to take, you know, every parent listening to the program. Number one, educate yourself. Come to OpenTheBooks.com. Read our report. And unfortunately, I'm going to ask you to click on all the links. Like I said, viewer discretion is advised. But you got to steel your spine. You got to see exactly what's going on. Kids in the classroom as early as 11 years old are seeing this stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as adults, we've got to educate ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing, too, real quick, I want people to understand, it's not just in California, it's not just in New York, it's not just in Chicago. This is across all 50 states, right? So for people that sit there and think, well, that would never happen in Wyoming, or that's never going to happen in Idaho, hey, surprise, it's happening.
Yep. Yeah, it's not true that it's not happening where you live. It is, and you need to educate yourself on what your children are being shown. Number two. You have to file. You can ask to see the curriculum, and that's fine. But follow it up with a Sunshine request in your state, Freedom of Information Act request for the curriculum in these courses that your children are being shown and, you know, on paper and in the classroom, the lesson plans. You have to see the gory details, because says who with what proof. You need the proof. That comes through the legal mechanism where you request the proof through a Sunshine request.
Right. Okay. And then what do we do?
Well, I mean, if it's going on, you gotta take it to the board. You have to give public comment. You've got to network, you know, 50 to 500 of your friends and neighbors.
Exactly.
Public meetings and demand change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start. I mean, hey, look, in the old days, we used to have Tupperware parties, right? We need to have educational parties like this, to where you get your neighbors, you get the parents of your children in their classrooms, you get them together and, you know, have a cup of coffee, watch these videos, talk about it, and, you know, amass a network of conscious-minded, you know, people who want to protect their children, to come up against and to take a stand against this insidious and this diabolical, you know, intrusion, and get us back on track to where it's about reading, writing, and arithmetic, and not about he and she and all the other associated pronouns, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, reading scores and math scores at grade level in my home state of Illinois, where it is the Super Bowl of corruption, 31% of students read at grade level and do math at grade level. Guess what? That's an F. The public schools are absolutely failing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Illinois, there's 43,000 Illinois educators, either retired or currently in the classroom, on a six-figure salary or lifetime retirement pension. 43,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the curriculum like this in the classroom, it is no wonder only one out of every three students is reading at grade level in my home state.
Exactly. You imagine all the money that we're pouring into what rank overall, I think 27, 28th around the world. I would think as a professional educator, I would be so disgusted and up in arms. But again, you know, they need help, you know, the good ones, because the institution, the union, is so entrenched and has protected this kind of incompetency. And it's going to require, you know, it's only acceptable, Adam, until enough people, you know, declare that it is unacceptable. And we're hearing more and more rumblings, but it's got to be a very loud and clear signal to the educational system. I mean, already you've got Operation Exodus, where kids are leaving en masse out of public school systems, and rightfully so, because it's dysfunctional. It's not working. And some of the states, to their credit, are saying, look, it, with the child, the money that we've set aside for education, that will go with the child. And I say congratulations, and we need more of that to really do something about educating our kids and getting them prepared for, you know, what is to come.
Yeah, I mean, parents need options. They do need choices. And mm-hmm. It just may be that if you can't get change in your public school, you got to get your kids out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to transition here. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. You did also write about that. Texas has really got some really serious problems here. I mean, they're spending $26 million on PR, and then some of the city officials are being paid more than the president of the United States. Are you kidding me?
Yes, yeah, it's absolutely incredible. So the capital city of the state of Texas, that's Austin, mm-hmm. It had problems with storms over the course of the past 2 years. And so just last week, they had a ice storm, and one-third of all the customers at their public utility, which is owned by the city, lost power. And it took 48 hours before the head of the public utility, the mayor, mm-hmm. and six directors at the city even called a press conference. So there was a horrible lack of communication, and we found that over the course of the last 2 years, the city of Austin spent $26 million on public relations, on
wow.
PR, on public information. They actually employ 173 communications officers in some capacity.
In Austin.
They had a communications problem is absolutely absurd.
Yeah. It's like, who's mining the store here?
Yeah, the head of their Austin Energy, she made $420,000 last year. Their city manager is one of the top paid in the entire country. He made nearly $400,000 last year. They have six directors of public services like transportation, public works, and the like, and each one of those directors made over $200,000. So there was, you know, the mayor got a 40% pay increase at the start of this year. Give the mayor and six city executives, there was over $2 million worth of city payroll on that podium, and it took them 48 hours before they even called a press conference to communicate with the people. And then they gave them a timeline of when the power was going to come back on, which was wrong. They couldn't execute on it.
With all those chiefs, not enough Indians taking care of business here. I mean, who gets a 40% pay increase, Adam? That's unheard of.
Exactly. They voted this for themselves last August, the city council.
Also, in one final blow as we head out through the exit here, is you got Nevada's new governor double-dipping to the tune of over $300,000, huh?
Yeah, he's retired sheriff in Clark County. He's the new Republican governor, and he's got one of the biggest pensions in state history, and now he's got the governor's salary as well.
Just for, you know, just for fun, right? Oh, it's good to be governor. Why not? Governor Lombardo there. And we'll be talking more about that in the coming weeks. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. OpenTheBooks.com is where you want to go for more information and to activate your needed citizenship. Thank you for joining in. Thank you, Adam.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your